弟兄姐妹们平安。感谢主，今天能够有机会跟弟兄姐妹来交通。
Thanks the Lord for giving me this chance to have fellowship.
有些弟兄姐妹说，其实伯饼聚会以后，其实不需要再有交通聚会。
And some of the brothers shared that after the Lord's table, we might not need another fellowship.
因为伯饼聚会实在是神最为看重的聚会。
Because the Lord's table is the more important message.
所以新约聚会相比较来说就没那么重要。
So the sermon become less important.
但是在主回来之前，我们在地上还是有这样的安排。
But before the Lord's return, we still have tribulations on the world.
还是有这样的安排，就是有还是有信息聚会。
So we still have sermons, messages.
Okay, 我今天想跟弟兄姐妹交通的是宝血，羔羊的血。
So today I want to share the topic about the precious blood, blood of Christ.
我们在开始前还是有些祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主耶稣，我们赞美感谢荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give you thanks and praise.
我们到你面前还是再次来仰望你宝血的功效。
We come before you and depend on your precious blood.
把我们众人都交在你的手中。
We put everyone in front of you.
把讲的、翻译的、听的都无依无靠的交在你的手中。
The one who speak, translate, and listen all depend on you.
愿主能够向我们众人来说话。
May Lord speak to all of us.
除去我们里边一切的障碍和拦阻。
And take away all the hindrance in us.
主啊，愿你的话能够建造我们。
May your word build us up.
主，我们在这里等候。
Lord, we await you.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thanks the Lord, in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的经文是在彼得前书第一章18-19节。
So the first scripture is 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 and 19.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life.Handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
他这边这两节说到，我们得赎呢，乃是因着羔羊的宝血。
So we were redeemed because of the precious blood of the lamb.
所以我们都知道，我们是主用重价把我们买赎回来的。
So we should know that we were redeemed with big price.
他用他的血。把我们从罪恶当中买赎回来。
He used his blood to redeem us from sin.
所以在这两节经文里边呢，他有讲到一个是能坏的金银。
So here the two verses talk about the perishable things such as silver and gold.
还有一个就是基督的宝血。
And the second thing is the precious blood of Christ.
他在这里边做了一个简单的比较。
So there is this comparison.
他特别提到，在十九节提到羔羊的血呢，是无瑕疵、无玷污的。
So it talks about the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
所以我们知道金和银他这边讲的是会能坏的金银。
So we know silver and gold are perishable.
但是羔羊的血它是不能朽坏的，也是不能玷污的。
But the blood of Christ is not blemishable and has no defect.
所以羔羊的血其实是一直有功效的。
So the blood of lamb continue to take effect.
就像我们在伯饼聚会刚才第一首诗歌诗歌90首里面唱到。
So like the hymn number 19.
羔羊的血是永不丧失能力。
So the blood of lamb never lose its effectiveness.
Power, never lose its power.
Never lose its power.
我们在启示录第五章里边讲到那个羔羊就像刚刚被杀的。
So in the book of Revelation chapter 5, it mentioned the lamb was just slain.
所以羔羊的血是一直有功效的。
So the blood of the lamb continued to take has power.
讲到基督的血，羔羊的血，我们大家都知道在出埃及记的时候以色列人把那个羊羔的血涂在那个门楣还有门框上。
So if we were reading the Old Testament, that the Israelites, when they left Egypt, they used the lamb, blood of lamb to put on their doorposts.
啊，然后这是一种记号，神一看见这血呢，他就越过去。
That's a sign for the for God's angel to pass that door.
他就越过那些以色列人，就不击杀他们了。
And they pass the Israelites home.
所以我们的主就是那个逾越节的羊羔，他已经被杀献祭了。
So our Lord is the Passover lamb that was slain.
他流的血满足了父神一切的要求。
The blood that he shed has satisfied our Lord.
啊，我们可以靠着耶稣的血，我们能够和父神和好。
Depending on Christ's blood, we can reconcile with the Father.
主耶稣他自己是无瑕疵的，所以他流的血也是无玷污、无瑕疵的。
Our Lord Jesus' blood is without blemish, so His blood is also pure.
他没有任何罪。
He has no sin.
我们在这里他就讲到那个这两节经讲到一个金和银。那我们知道在世界上，有说一种说法叫纯金纯银。
So sometimes we mention about pure silver and pure gold.
但实际上呢，其实没有100%的纯金，也没有100%的纯银。
But in fact, there is no such thing as 100% silver or 100% gold.
那个就是相对来说。
It's only a comparative.
非常接近100%，但是没有100%。
That is close to 100%, but it's not actually 100% pure.
但是主的血是100%的 pure.
But our Lord's blood is pure, absolutely 100% pure.
因为他没有罪，没有瑕疵，无玷污。
Because he is without blemish and he has no defect.
只有他的血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
Only His blood can wash away our sins.
所以在十九节这边提到基督的宝血。
So in verse 19, it mentioned about the precious blood of Christ.
我们现在常常，我们常常今天伯明聚会祷告，我们很多弟兄姐妹都祷告宝血。
And during our Lord's table, we always pray about precious blood.
我们生活当中也常常使用宝血这个字。
And we always use this verse, precious blood.
但是整本圣经，只有一次提到宝血，就是在彼得前书这个地方。
But the whole Bible only mentioned one time in this First Peter, precious blood.
所以是唯一一次在圣经当中提到宝血。
And that's the only time it mentioned about precious blood.
我想彼得是有非常多的经历，能够体会到这个血的宝贵。
So I'm sure Peter has this personal experience about the precious blood.
我们都知道彼得是有很多的失败。
We know that Peter failed all the time.
可能在些使徒当中失败最多的可能就是彼得。
Probably he is the one who had failed the most out of all these disciples.
所以他失败越多，越是能够体会到主血的宝贵。
And because of his more failure, he can experience the precious blood.
如果没有失败，没有软弱的话，我们可能就没办法体会到血的宝贵。
If we never failed or have weakness, we might not be able to experience this precious blood.
还有一节经文在希伯来书的第九章第七到十四节。
Book of Hebrew, chapter 9, verse 11 and 14.
希伯来书第九章第七节。
Chapter 9, verse 7.
第七节说至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。
But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people as committed in ignorance.
然后在第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节说，现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的。
When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远救赎、永远赎罪的事。
He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption.
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣， 身体洁净。
The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，原文作良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
所以在这边也看到两种不同的血，一个是基督的血，一个是山羊和牛犊的血。
So we see two types of blood. One is the blood of Christ, and the other one is the goat and bull's blood.
旧约的大祭司是靠着山羊和牛犊的血进入这个圣所。
In the Old Testament, the high priest depend on the blood of goats and bulls to enter into this holy place.
但那个血呢，就像我们刚才十三节讲的，它是洗净我们的外面的。
But this blood, just like in the verse 13, it wash away our outward sin.
但现在基督的血，就是我们这十四节里边讲的，它是洗净我们的良心。
But the blood of Christ, as mentioned on the verse 14, that it washed our conscience.
所以这个血是非常宝贵的。
So it's more precious.
还有一节在约翰一书第一章第七节。
Another verse from 1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
还有第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以这两节里边讲到，一个是一切的罪，还有一切的不义。
So it mentioned about all the sins and unrighteousness.
所以主的宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪，一切的不义。
So the precious blood of Christ can wash our sins and unrighteousness.
所以是所有的罪。
It mentioned all the sins.
大大小小，不论大不论小。
No matter big or small sins.
里面外面。
No matter outward or inward.
看得见看不见。
No matter visible or invisible.
我们知道不知道的。
No matter the one that we realize or not realize.
我们是不是记得或者不记得的罪。
The one that we remember or not remember.
有些罪我们以为可以赦免，有些罪我们认为不能赦免的。
The one that we think is forgivable or unforgivable.
都能够赦免。
It can be all forgiven.
主的血的功效，没有一样罪，没有一个不义，不能赦免。
This is the work of the blood of Christ that can wash away every unrighteousness.
我记得有些弟兄姐妹年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们刚蒙恩得救的时候有的时候里边还有那种罪的感觉在里面。
I remember some brothers and sisters when they first believed, they still have this sense of sin inside them.
所以他们有时候聚会呢，他们就只能坐在后面，坐在后面几排。
So they felt like they have to sit all the way in the back.
因为他们里边这是他们自己的见证，他们自己的心里面就说，我原来这么大罪，主能赦免吗？
This is the testimony from them that they were doubting whether their sin can be forgiven by the Lord.
但是主的话非常的实际。
But our Lord has said it clearly.
主的话非常的确切。
Very certainly.
一切的罪，不论过去如何的大的罪，一切的不义都能够赦免。
All the sins and unrighteousness in the past will be cleaned and forgiven.
所以我们可以借着主的血，可以坦然无惧的来进入那个至圣所。
So we can be boldly coming into this holy place.
可以坦然无惧的来到主的饼杯面前。
That we can boldly come before the Lord's table.
来到他的施恩宝座前。
And to come before his throne.
所以在希伯来书第十章第十九节。
So in the book of Hebrew, chapter 9 verse 10.
第十章十九节。
Oh, chapter 10, verse 19.
他说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
所以我们一切的不义，一切的罪，主的血都能够赦免，都是有功效的。
So all our sins and unrighteousness were washed by the blood of Christ.
所以就像刚才我们讲过，主的血也是一直有功效的。
And the blood of Jesus continuously to take effect.
在这里约翰一书呢，是对已经信主的弟兄姐妹讲的。
So the first John, this book was written to the believers.
所以这边也是提醒我们，因着主的血是一直有功效的，我们需要常常在信心里面支取主宝血的功效。
And because of the blood of Jesus continuously to work and have power, we should continue to seek his power.
在这个约翰一书第一章刚才我们读的第七节里边。
And in the 1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
他说我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
If we walk in the light and he is in light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Christ and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
他讲到这边是一个在光明中行，而且是彼此相交。
And walk in the light and have fellowship with one another.
如果我们看前面几节，我们知道这个彼此相交是应该是跟神相交。
So if we were reading the previous scriptures, then we know that this fellowship is with God.
所以呢，就我就提醒我们，我们每天的与神相交的生活，与神同行的生活非常重要。
So it reminded us how important to have fellowship with God every day.
我们需要每天都行在光明当中。
We need to walk in the light daily.
还有第九节，这一章的第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这边提到一个很重要一点，就是要认罪。
It mentioned about us to confess our sins.
这个就说不仅仅是我们在刚得救的时候认罪。
Not only when we first believed to confess our sins.
我们需要是常常能够到主面前去认罪。
But we have to always continuously to confess our sins in front of our Lord.
我想我们在主面前，我们可以问一下我们自己。
I think we should ask ourselves before the Lord.
我们最近一次认罪是在什么时候？
When was the last time we confessed our sins?
而且那个认罪呢，乃是圣灵的工作。
When we confess, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音16章第7到第8节。
Book of John, chapter 1, verse
7. 约翰16章7到 8, 第7到第8节。
Chapter 16, verse 7.
第7节里边讲到神差保惠师，圣灵保惠师来到我们这里。
It talk about God sent the counselor to us.
然后第8节就说他既来了，就要世人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
这个话我们常常对福音朋友讲。
We mention to our truth seeker all the time.
或者是刚信主的。
Or the one who just believed.
因为信主的过程就是畏罪、畏义、畏审判，圣灵光照我们，我们自己责备自己。
Because when we believe in the Lord, we convict ourself regarding to the guilt.
我们得救的话是因为我们认识到我们自己的罪被光照了。
We are saved because we realize our sins.
但这个其实这乃是圣灵的工作。
But this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不仅仅是对刚得救的弟兄姐妹。
Not only to the one who just saved.
对我们同样如此。
And to us too.
我们只有圣灵在我们身上工作，我们才能够常常借着圣灵光照知道我们身上的罪。
Only when the Holy Spirit continues to work in us so that we can enlighten and see our sins.
所以我们需要常常能够容让圣灵在我们身上有工作。
So we have to accept and allow Holy Spirit to work in us.
这个就是恩膏，圣灵的恩膏在我们身上的工作。
And this is the anointment from the Holy Spirit.
恩膏的教训。
And the teaching from the anointment.
我们有时候说话不对，圣灵就光照我们。
When we say the wrong thing, the Holy Spirit reminded us.
就在我们里边管教我们。
And it has disciplined on us.
有时候做事不对了，圣灵也在里边管教我们。
When we did something wrong, the Holy Spirit also told us.
所以这个认罪呢，实在是圣灵的工作。
To repent on our sins is the work of the Holy Spirit.
而且呢，就认罪需要具体。
And when you repent, it has to be practical.
我们常常认罪，我们就很笼统的，就一笔带过了。
Sometimes we repent just in general.
我们轻描淡写，我们到主面前，我们认罪。
And we just came to the Lord and say, oh, we repent.
但是我们有的时候，我们只是很轻描淡写，我们并没有诚心、真心诚意的从我们的心的深处 认识到这个认罪的重要性。
But our repentance of our sins is very lightly and not sincere.
啊，因为真心诚意的认罪可以帮助我们过一个胜过这个罪恶的生活。
Because a actual sincere repentance can help us to have a holy life.
所以我们需要常常到主面前呢，要真心的认罪，而且是一件一件的认。
So when we come to the Lord, we have to be sincere in our repentance one by one.
把我们这大小罪都交在都带到主的面前。
No matter the big sin or small sin, that we come before the Lord one by one.
因为这些罪就有可能成为我们基督徒生命成长的拦阻。
Because this sin can hinder our growth in Christ.
所以主的话讲得非常清楚，如果我们认罪，我们真的能够彻底认罪，他是信实的，是公义的，就能够赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And the Lord said it clearly that if we can sincerely repent, then the Lord is righteous and he is going to forgive our sins.
而且认罪呢，不单单是认我们所犯的罪。
And our repentance not just for the sin that we committed.
更是要把我们这些罪都交给神。
But also give all these sins in the hand of the Lord.
相信他能够帮助我们除掉这些罪。
And have the faith that he is going to take these sins permanently away from us.
所以其实认罪还有是认识我们自己完全没有办法来对付这些罪。
So to repent on our sins has another aspect that we know that we are helpless in getting rid of the sin.
我们靠自己完全没有办法脱离这些罪。
We could not get rid of the sins.
但是因着信心，我们可以仰望神来帮助我们，拯救我们脱离这些罪。
But because of our faithfulness, we can depend on the Lord to take these sins away.
所以神的拯救呢，有两件事情。第一个就是我们的罪能够得赦免。
So Lord's salvation has two aspects. One is to overcome the sins.
第二个就是基督会洁净我们，而且能够帮助我们能够脱离罪的权势。
And the second is the Christ will clean us so that we can be away from the sins.
保险的功效还有一点就是我觉得提醒我们在聚会之前我们来参加聚会之前需要仰望主的宝血能够来洁净我们。
And another aspect is that before our gathering, we can look upon the blood of Christ to cleanse us.
在聚会之前我们也需要预备好我们自己。
Before the gathering, we need to prepare ourselves.
在那个出埃及记的29章第一节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 29.
他说你使就是神说你神对摩西说你使亚伦和他儿子成圣给我供祭司的职分要如此行取一只公羊公牛犊两只无残疾的公绵羊。
This is what you are to do to consecrate them so that you may serve me as priest. Take a young bull and two rams without defect.
如果熟悉旧约的弟兄姐妹看到这边就知道在旧约里边呢，只有亚伦和他的那个子孙，只有利未人是做祭司的。
So if you are familiar with the Old Testament, you will understand that only Aaron and his descendants in the Levite tribe can sacrifice.
在这边呢，他们要进入那个会幕，进入会幕之前，他们服侍主之前要做很多的预备。
They have to enter into the tabernacle, and before they do that, they have to prepare a lot of things.
到了新约呢，我们都知道我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是祭司。
By the time it goes to the New Testament, we know that every one of the believers are priests.
我们都已经被分别出来，我们都来服侍主。
We have been consecrated to serve the Lord.
这是我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身份。
And this is the status for every brothers and sisters.
所以我们有时候来聚会，我们就算没有做任何的事情，我们只是来听听道，但是我们还是祭司。
So when we come to the gathering, even we don't do anything but just listen to the sermon, we are still a priest.
所以我觉得在这边从那个旧约当中祭司的他们在服侍神之前的一个预备可以给我们有很多提醒。
But in the Old Testament, all the preparation by the priest before they serve the Lord is a reminder to us.
所以在聚会之前我们也需要能够洁净我们自己。
Before the gathering, we need to consecrate ourselves.
就像29章的出埃及29章第四节里面讲到。
Just like in verse 4 it mentioned.
他说要使亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来用水洗身。
Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance to the tent of meeting and wash them with water.
所以我们来聚会之前需要我们洁净自己。
Before we come to the meeting, we need to clean ourselves.
我们的思想和行为需要被洁净。
Our mind and our deed need to be cleaned.
所以有经验的弟兄姐妹给我们交通。
So the experienced brothers and sisters has this fellowship with us.
在聚会之前花个五到十分钟。
Before the gathering, spend 5 to 10 minutes.
来支取主的宝血。
To request the blood of Christ.
该认的罪就要认罪。
To repent.
我们的心思意念需要被洁净。
Our mind and our soul need to be cleansed.
我们记得去年12月份有弟兄跟我们交通那个薄饼聚会。
I remember last December, there was a brother who shared about the Lord's table.
弟兄提醒我们来薄饼聚会之前我们需要预备自己。
And now, the brother reminded us that before we come to the Lord's table, we need to prepare ourselves.
我们该对付的要对付掉。
We need to, face our, sins.
然后在这个从29章第五到第六节呢。
Verse 5 and 6 here.
又讲到那个给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工织的带子，把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在冠冕上。
Take the garment and dress Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastpiece. Fasten the ephod on him by its skillful woven waistband. Put the turban on his head and attach the sacred diadem to the turban.
这边看到那些旧约的祭司穿着很讲究。
So you can see how particular for the priest dressing.
又是内袍、外袍、以弗德，还有胸牌，还有这个带子，还有冠冕。
Mention all the things about what to wear inside and outside and on the head.
所以我们有时候看到那些在天主教里边或者一些外面这个宗派基督教里边那些服侍神的所谓的神职员，他们有时候穿着也是很那个很这种华丽的。
So if you see in the Catholic Church or in other different Christian church, you will see the pastor were wearing very particular dress.
但是呢新约里边神并没有这些要求。
But in the New Testament, God do not require these anymore.
我们只是聚会的时候不能穿太随便。
But God do not want us to wear too casual.
但是更重要的就是我们需要脱下那个世俗的外衣。
But the most important implication is that we have to take off our normal worldly dress.
我们需要穿上圣衣，要披戴基督。
We need to wear the Holy Spirit and Christ.
所以我们应当就是在我们来聚会，我们所有一切的困难，一切的败坏，都应当被那个基督所包裹。
So when we come together, all the defection of us should be given to the Lord.
我们需要把我们一切属世的东西都脱下来。
We should take off everything worldly.
不能把这些东西带到聚会当中来。
Do not bring them into the gathering.
特别是不能把我们的自己，我们的肉体带到聚会当中来。
Do not bring our own self to the gathering.
还有再讲到那个宝血的功效。
When we talk about the work of the blood.
的宝血，而且是跟那个得胜者也是非常有关系。
And this precious blood is related to the overcomers.
我们再看到启示录第七章第九到第十节。
We see in the book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
此后我翻看，见有许多人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
然后在第十三到十五节。
Verse 13.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他， 做宝座的要众帐幕覆庇他们。
Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulations. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and served him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
所以这边就讲到有一些人呢，他是经过大患难，从大患难中出来。
So it mentioned about a group of people who came out of the great tribulation.
但是他们的衣裳呢，被羔羊的血洗净了。
And their robe was washed by the blood of the Lamb.
所以讲到他们的白衣。
And it mentioned about the white garment.
白衣在启示录里边就是指那个圣徒所行的义。
And the white garment represents the righteousness done by the saint.
讲到一个是讲到行为，讲到我们在地上生活的一个表现。
And it referred to the deed that we did on earth.
所以这些人他之所以能够穿上那个白衣。
So these people are qualified to wear that white garment.
是因为羔羊的血所洗净。
Because it was washed white in the blood of the lamb.
也就是说他们在生活当中大量的支取羔羊的宝血。
So in their daily life, they seek the blood of the lamb.
他们其实也，我想他们应该也是有失败和软弱。
I'm sure they had failed and had weakness.
但是他们常常到主面前来认罪悔改。
But they came to the Lord oftenly and repent.
常常来支取主的宝血。
And to seek the blood of the lamb.
所以他们的衣裳就能够被宝血洗净。
So their robe can be washed white.
我想我们其实每一个基督徒的行为都是不完全的。
And I believe every Christian has imperfect deed.
即使我们有的时候会有一些好的行为。
Even though we have some good behavior.
可能背后也是有很多掺杂。
But there are a lot of things mixed with it.
我们可能表面对一些人对别人可能很好。
Outwardly, we seem to be a nice person.
但是我们在我们心里边或者在背后我们很多的可能会对有别人就有很多的抱怨或者论断。
But we might have a lot of judgment and complaint about people.
有的时候我们在一些服事后面呢，我们还喜欢得人的称赞和得人的荣耀。
While we serve the Lord, we like to be praised by people.
所以我们其实即使我们出于爱主做一些好的行为，可是后面还是有很多掺杂。
So even though we are doing our deed out of the love to the Lord, but we want the praise from people.
所以常常需要主的宝血来洁净。
So we need to be cleaned by the blood of the Lamb.
因为羔羊的血是无玷污、无瑕疵的。
Because the blood of the Lamb is without blemish and defect.
所以才能够把这个衣裳洗白净。
And therefore it has the power to wash the robe white.
所以才能够让这些人能够站立在神的宝座前，能够来侍奉神。
So that these people can stand before the Lord and serve the Lord.
所以学习支取羔羊的血是我们一生的功课。
So it's a life lesson for us to seek the power of the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们不可以轻看主的宝血。
Do not look down on this blood of the Lamb.
宝血另外还有一个特点就是胜过那个撒旦的根据。
And the precious blood has another power to overcome the Satan.
是属灵征战的得胜的根据。
And is the foundation we need to overcome the spiritual war.
在启示录十二章第九到第十一节。
In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
启示录十二章第九到第十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫撒旦，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者一同被摔下去。
The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。
Then I heard a loud voice in the heavens say, Now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God.
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink from death.
这边讲到弟兄胜过他。
So here it mentioned about the brothers has overcome the Satan.
他就是那个撒旦和魔鬼。
Overcame the Satan.
在第十节里边讲到撒旦魔鬼在神面前昼夜控告。
Verse 10 mentioned that Satan accuses brothers and sisters before our God day and night.
所以弟兄胜过撒旦魔鬼的控告，第一个就是宝血。
So when the brother overcame Satan, the first thing is by the blood of the Lamb.
第一个就是羔羊的血。
The blood of the Lamb.
撒旦呢，我们都知道撒旦是说谎的。
We know Satan lie.
撒旦是这个谎言之父。
He is the father of lie.
他也是攻击者。
And he is the attacker.
他更是一个控告者。
And he is the accuser.
所以在这边第十二章第十节里边讲到撒旦是昼夜在神面前控告我们弟兄。
So here in verse 10 it says, Satan accuses before our Lord day and night.
但是好在神面前有羔羊的血。
But the lucky thing is before our God there is the blood of the Lamb.
神一看见这血，撒旦控告就没有用了。
Once God used this blood of the Lamb, all the accusing from the Satan is useless.
不仅在神那边。
Not only on the side of God.
在神那边宝血是非常有功效。
The blood of Lamb is very useful.
在我们这边。
In our human side.
撒旦也会在我们的良心里边来控告我们。
Satan always accuses our conscience.
我们有时候常常觉得我们很软弱。
A lot of time we feel weak.
撒旦因为昼夜在控告我们。
Satan accuses us day and night.
他控告到一个地步，就是要让我们觉得我们自己没有用处。
Accuses us to a point that we felt useless.
我们会有软弱和失败。
We fail and become weak.
但是有的时候我们会被这个软弱失败缠住。
But sometimes we are bounded by our failure and weakness.
我们会一直觉得我们不好。
We feel that we are not worthy.
这个就是撒旦的控告。
And this is the work of the accusers of Satan.
他就是要叫我们良心软弱下来，良心刚硬刚强不起来。
He wants our conscience to continue to be weak.
所以如果撒旦把我们一直留在那个光景当中，他就得胜了。
So when Satan kept us in that condition, he won.
但是我们可以学习不接受撒旦的控告。
But we can learn how to reject his accusing.
如果我们确实是有罪，
if we truly have sin,
我们到道主面前来认罪。
We came before the Lord to repent.
求主来对付我们的罪。
And ask the Lord to take away our sin.
但另一个功课就是我们不要看自己。
But another lesson is not to look at ourselves.
我们只是来仰望主，单单的仰望主。
We purely look upon the Lord.
所以面对那个撒旦的控告，我们可以支取主的宝血。
So facing all the accusations from the Satan, we can seek the Lord's help.
我们可以说主的宝血，神儿子的血已经洗净我们一切的罪。
We can say that the blood of the Son of God has cleaned us.
我们所有的罪宝血都可以洁净。
All our sin can be cleaned by this blood of Son.
如果我们有罪，但是我们不认罪，那我们就接受他撒旦控告。
If we have sinned but we refuse to repent, then we are accepting the accusation from Satan.
如果有罪，但是呢认罪，就不接受撒旦控告。
If we have sinned and we repent, then that means we rejected the Satan's accusation.
所以当我们一认罪，主的宝血就能够洗净我们。
So once we repent, God, the precious blood can clean us.
所以我们需要学习在信心当中支取主宝血的功效。
So we need to learn how to retrieve this blood in faith.
而且其实我们靠自己的行为，靠自己的没有办法能够来称义的。
And we have to know that according to our deed, we cannot be called righteousness.
在罗马书第五章第九节里边。
In the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we saved from God's wrath through him?
所以我们是靠着主的血来称义的。
So we are called righteous through faith.
我们没有办法靠我们自己任何的好的行为能够来在神面前能够称义。
We cannot be called righteousness through our own deed.
这是我们一得救的时候就得知道的这个事。
This is something we should be clear when we are saved.
我们身上再好的东西 到神面前都是破烂不堪的。
No matter what we think is good, when it brought to the Lord is not the perfect.
就像这些经文讲的，我们只有靠主的血能够称义。
So it's like in this verse that we can only be justified by His blood.
我们自己没有积极的义。
We have no justification.
我们只有因着主的救赎而得的义。
We have only the justification from the blood of God's salvation.
所以我们每次到神面前，我们第一个资格就是我们是蒙救赎的。
So the first qualification we have is we are saved by God's grace.
不是因为我们生命成长了。
Not because we grow.
不是因为我们这几天我们的光景比较好点，我们就可以有胆量来祷告了。
Not because we have a better condition these days and have the courage to pray.
我们到神面前的地位和根据都是在血。
When we came before the Lord, all the status given is through His blood.
所以有时候我们可能认为，这个在一些很追求的弟兄姐妹身上，宝血可能没有什么用处。
So sometimes we think the precious blood is not working on the good brothers and sisters.
好像他们生命成长到一个地步就不需要宝血，可以越过宝血。
As if their life matured to a point that they don't need this blood.
但是没有一个弟兄姐妹生命成长到一个地步可以不需要宝血。
But it's not true that any brothers and sisters need this blood no matter how much their life grow.
所以所有属灵的成长都不能代替宝血的功效。
So any spiritual growth cannot replace the blood of Christ.
所有属灵的经历也都不能代替宝血的工作。
All the spiritual experience that a person has cannot replace the blood of Christ.
就算我们的生命成长到像保罗、像约翰、像彼得一样的话。
Even if our life grow to a point like Paul, John, and Peter,
我们到神面前还是需要主的宝血。
We still need this blood before our Lord.
它是我们称义的唯一的根据。
That is the only thing that we can count on to get justification.
所以如果我们不知道这个宝血的价值。
So if we don't know the value of this blood,
撒旦一来控告的话，我们里面的良心软弱下来。
When the accusation from Satan came, our conscience became weak.
我们接受撒旦控告，我们就不能征战了。
When we accepted the accusation from Satan, we cannot fight the war.
所以常常属灵征战需要一个无愧的良心。
So the spiritual war require our clean conscience.
而宝血呢，可以给我们有一个无愧的良心。
And this precious blood can give us a clean conscience.
在希伯来书的第十章第二节。
Book of Hebrew,
十章第二节
chapter 10, verse 2.
他说若不然献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers who would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins.
所以如果良心能够被洁净的话，就没有这个不会再觉得有罪。
So if our conscience can be cleansed, then we will not feel guilty anymore.
良心被洁净，不觉得有罪，是因为宝血。
Our conscience can be cleansed so that we don't feel guilty anymore. That's the work of the blood.
我们刚才也读过希伯来书里边讲到那个主的血，羔羊的血能够洁净我们的良心。
And we also read the other scripture that the blood of lamb can clean our conscience.
所以如果我们一旦能够在信心里边支取那个宝血的功效。
So in faith, if we can request the work of blood,
撒旦就没有办法在我们身上做工。
And the Satan cannot work on us anymore.
如果我们真的是有罪的话，我们就没办法征战。
But if we are guilty, then we cannot fight the spiritual war.
但主知道我们是有罪的，所以他预备了宝血。
Lord knows that we have sins, so he prepared this precious blood.
有罪的人呢，主有办法，因为他有血。
And for the people with sins, he knows how to do it by cleansing him.
但是一个如果接受撒旦控告的人呢，主就没有办法。
But one who accepted the accusation from Satan, then the Lord cannot do much.
因为什么时候我们接受了撒旦的控告，我们什么时候就否定了宝血的功效。
Because once we accepted the accusation from Satan, we rejected the work of the blood.
所以没有一个既相信宝血的人可以又接受撒旦控告的。
So the person cannot accept the blood of Christ and also the accusation of Satan.
所以主的血和撒旦控告两者不能动并存。
So the blood of the Lord and the accusation of Satan cannot exist together.
一定有一个要出去。
One has to be get rid of.
或者我们接受主的宝血，就拒绝撒旦控告。
So if we accepted the precious blood, we rejected the accusation of Satan.
或者我们就是接受撒旦控告，拒绝主的宝血。
Or we accepted the accusation of Satan and rejected the precious blood.
只有接受主的宝血，我们的良心才能够被洁净。
Only if we accepted the precious blood, then our conscience can be clean.
才能够没有罪恶感。
Then we will not felt guilty for our sins.
才能够在征战上能够得胜。
Then we can overcome the spiritual war.
所以弟兄胜过他是何等的宝贵。
So it's a precious thing for brothers to overcome this.
不是因为我们有什么好处。
Not because we are good.
不是因为我们生命成长了。
Not because our life grow.
也不是因为我们有什么经历。
Not because we have special experience.
乃是单单因着主的宝血。
But because we depended on this precious blood.
所以如果撒旦一控告，我们就马上来支起主的宝血。
So whenever there's accusation from the Satan, we seek the precious blood.
一接受主的宝血，撒旦就退后了。
Once we accepted this precious blood, Satan will back off.
所以我想这个启示录这里边两节经文就提醒我们，撒旦是昼夜在神面前控告我们。
So remember this verse from the book of Revelation that Satan accuse us day and night.
所以我们也需要昼夜都来支取主的宝血。
And therefore we need to seek the Lord's blood day and night.
我们刚刚得救的时候是如何来支取主的宝血，我们现在也同样如何来支取主的宝血。
We seek the blood of Christ when we first believe, but we should continue to seek.
依靠那个宝血乃是我们每天都要学习的功课。
To depend on this blood of Christ is a lesson that we have to learn every day.
这个宝血是在是我们得胜的根据。
And this is the foundation of our salvation.
我们需要能够学习依靠主的宝血，能够来胜过那个撒旦。
We have to learn how to depend on this blood of Christ to overcome Satan's accusation.
来胜过他的控告。
And to overcome his accusation.
我们实在是需要知道这个宝血的价值。
We have to know the value of this blood.
可能我们现在还没有办法完全的明白那个宝血的价值。
We might not completely understand the value.
但是我们可以按照主所知道宝血的那个能力和价值来支取。
But we can ask the Lord to give us this power according to what He said.
所以我想宝血实在是非常的宝贵。
And this is precious to me.
羔羊的血乃是无瑕疵无玷污的。
Blood of the Lamb is without blemish and defect.
盼望我们能够更多的来认识主宝血的功效。
May us continue to learn about this blood of the Lamb.
我们在生活当中也能够常常来支取主宝血的功效。
And then we can also ask for this power from the blood of the Lamb.
好，我讲，我今天就要送到这些。
And this is my fellowship for today.
好，我们还是有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you.
我们也把我们所交通的再次交在你的手中。
And we put this fellowship in front of your hand.
如果有你和你心意的，求主给我们有回头亮光。
If it's according to your will, please enlighten us.
带领我们能够更多的来认识你宝血的功效。
Guide us so that we can understand your work from the blood.
这个宝血实在是羔羊无瑕疵的血。
And this blood is without blemish.
愿我们能够常常的在生活当中来支取你宝血的功效。
And may us continue to seek your blood in our daily life.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.